Good morning. I'm Pastor Shelley Schultz, and today is Holy Saturday, March 30th, 2024. Our reading for today is Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Recently, we had a 2-hour delay of school because of dense fog. The youth love this, since they get to sleep in. But bus drivers are waiting for the fog to lift for safety's sake. Parents are waiting for their children to be picked up for school so that their own daily routine may commence. Waiting for the next event to happen can be challenging, or it can be a godsend. The people of Israel were waiting on the Lord for the promised one to redeem Israel. The people of God were waiting on his perfect timing for the Christ to appear. All of Scripture was pointing to the one who would be Israel's hope. You might only imagine that Jesus' disciples were sorely grieved, not only by the death of their beloved, but also feeling hopeless that the one they thought would redeem Israel had been laid in a tomb. God's people went about their worship on the Sabbath, repeating the promise of God. At that time, the women who were to embalm Jesus' body were waiting for the Sabbath to end so that they might care for Jesus' entombed body. Little did they know that God was redeeming his chosen ones through the crucifixion of his beloved Son. The fog of misunderstanding had not yet lifted. On this Saturday of Holy Week, the church waits. In worship, the sanctuary is prepared for Easter worship. The scripture texts highlighting salvation history are read on this Holy Saturday. We wait on the Lord's timing for his full redemption of all people, coming through the fog of misunderstanding to the light of Christ's revelation, that he is the one for whom we have been waiting. He is the one to redeem Israel. Jesus Christ is the one to forgive sin and reconcile us to the Father. He is the one for whom we wait for our healing, forgiveness, and grace. Jesus Christ is our godsend. Please join me in prayer. Jesus, I wait for you. I wait for your full redemption of this world, the full reconciliation of all things in heaven and on earth to your glory. During this time of waiting, make me useful for your work, the redeeming of Israel. God of all time, hear my prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.